The European Commission's support for the production of this recording does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the participants, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. Fairy stories.
Thanks for coming in so early, Alison. I've been looking over your lesson plans for this year, and I've got to say they look great. Some lovely creative ideas there. Especially the Build Your Own Summer Radiation Shelter kit and the Cook 10 Ways with Algae.
Thanks. Yeah, just some basic life skills.
There is just one thing I would like you to run past me.
Sure. What was that?
This idea to read a story.
Oh, yes.
Well, that's quite unusual in itself, but an ancient fairy story? Well, that's well out there. Could you read a little bit of it for me?
Of course.
Great. From the beginning, then.
Good. I'm going to tell you a story. Once upon a time, there was a deep, dark forest.
Oh, can I stop you there? I'm just wondering if we can have a story starting with a deep, dark forest.
Why not?
Well, Alison, you know children today. They won't know what a forest is.
I could explain what it is as part of the story.
Oh, yes. Try that. Start again.
Once upon a time, there was a deep, dark forest, which was a place where there were lots of trees. yes?
Trees might be a problem. Would you be able to explain what a tree is to the children?
I could give a little more detail, I suppose.
Great. From the top, then.
So, once upon a time, there was a deep, dark forest, which was a place where there were lots of trees. Trees were like plants, but bigger, and...
That's good, but will they know what a plant is? Could you maybe put in a little something about what plants are, I mean were, perhaps? If you don't mind.
No, that's fine. So, once upon a time, there was a deep dark forest, which was a place where there were lots of trees. Trees were like plants. Plants were things that grew out of the ground. What?
Well, it's going to seem a little far-fetched since the decimating drought of 75 that anything could grow out of the ground, Alison. Maybe we'll come back to that one. Carry on.
Plants were usually green, but sometimes they had flowers, sort of coloured bits on the plants, and the bees would land on the flowers.
Bees? Are they anything like seeds?
No, they were little yellow and black buzzy creatures with wings.
Oh, that's not ringing any bells with me.
You know, they used to buzz around pollinating the flowers.
And pollinating was some kind of dance?
No, it was a sort of thing they did with the flowers. You know, to make them grow other places. The bees would get pollen, which was the sticky stuff, on their feet. Well, sort of feet. Then they'd fly to another flower and put the pollen on that flower. And then that flower could make babies. What's the problem now?
Oh, it's funny, I'll give you that. Very funny, and it would be marvellous for the next school play, but...
What?
Alison, we are here to educate the children, not fill their heads about flora and fauna that frankly never existed.
But they did.
And I'm wondering if the subject might be a little bit unsettling for them, not to mention their parents. Can you imagine the complaints? Strange things coming out of the ground having sex? I mean, what is this book called?
Hansel and Gretel.
Why don't we avoid scaring the children and keep it factual? Let's get back to basics. The testimony of the boy who recycled his urine 400 times is perfect, don't you think?
But we read it every week.
Exactly. Always a winner. Think of the practical science experiments. A bit messy, I grant you, but such fun.